Thank you so very much for joining us this evening before Thanksgiving Day to share in God's Word and His message. Of all the blessings we've received this year, you are indeed a blessing to us. As my wife and I continue to share the good news with you this evening and every day, we encourage you to spend time in His Word. We are so blessed to have so many people seeking out words of encouragement and the gospel message of salvation provided through God's Son, Christ Jesus, by visiting our website, www.standfirminhisgrace.com. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, the day we set aside to remind us not only of the pilgrims who first settled in the new land, but also to remind us to be thankful for all the blessings poured out to us by our Heavenly Father. For me, it's truly a special day. Out of all the days, Thanksgiving Day has a very, very special meaning. I know for some it's a day to gorge on food. The average American will consume over 3,000 calories and watch hours of Thanksgiving Day television programs, including parades and football games. Others will be preparing to go to stores and shop until they drop. Deals and bargains will abound in all the stores. Some stores will be open on this day of thanks for those who want to get a jump on their Christmas shopping. Is this truly what we should be doing on Thanksgiving Day? I tell you this. God asks for so very little from us. He asks us to love and worship Him. Out of the 86,400 seconds of that day, many will not even take 1 second to thank Him for the blessings that they have received during the year. God does not ever forget or forsake us. He's always there for us. It is through His grace that we are sustained. It is through His love that we have been saved. Why is it so easy to forget Him? Let us look at what John has to say about God listening to our prayers. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, he tells us this: we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. The key is that we are confident that He hears us. We can go directly to the Father in prayer to share with Him our needs and fears. We can talk with the Father and know that He listens, and we can ask Him for anything that pleases Him. That extra part, anything that pleases Him, is important. God grants only those things that in accordance to His will. For some, that is a sticking point. Many will ask, if God hears our prayers, why can't I get what I want? Just as Jesus used the parables to explain God's love for His children, I will use a simple example that best illustrates why God doesn't just give you everything you ask for. One of the things that children ask for is candy. They want lots and lots of candy and sweets, especially during the special holidays. If parents just gave in to this indulgence, what would happen? The children would get sick because they have consumed too much candy. I am sure many of us have asked for things that later would cause us discomfort or harm. Our earthly parents know best, and so does our Heavenly Father. He knows what is best for us. The takeaway from 1 John chapter 5 is that we can have the confidence of knowing that God listens to us. How do we know that all of this is possible? It is through His Son, Christ Jesus, who is our intercessor and sacrifice. When Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, the temple veil was torn from top to bottom. This curtain separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. That place, the Holy of Holies, was the earthly place where God dwelt. The high priest could only enter that place once a year. It was off limits to all others. When Christ Jesus on the cross said it was finished, the curtain was torn straight down the middle from top to bottom. We, as God's children, can go directly to the Father and enter His presence. Jesus made that possible by bridging the gap that we had created through our sin and disobedience. That is why we have the confidence to lift up our prayers to God, and we know that He will listen to them. When you look at the significance of that moment, I am sure your mind can scarcely contain it. We have the ability to enter into His courts and into His presence without fear or trepidation. He is our Father, the Creator of the universe. You can lift up your voice to the Lord of Lords. Another name for God that puts all of this into a unique perspective is El Shaddai. That translation for this name of God is humbling to say the least. It means God Almighty. Of all the names of God, this one evokes the humbleness in my own heart. I realize the power of God and His place in my life. He truly is my all in all. I am truly humbled by this name. I cannot do anything without His power. His grace sustains me from one moment to the next. In short, I am nothing without Him. As I am nothing without Him, I realize He has given me things that I do not deserve. He has blessed me daily when I am so undeserving of it all. He is always there for me when I face hardships. He is there when I face joy. Even when I was a sinner and disobedient, He loved me enough to give up His one and only Son to be my atonement sacrifice. He did the same for you and for all of us. It isn't a blanket gift. It is a very special gift, a unique gift for each and every one of us from our Heavenly Father. As I conclude today's message, I encourage each of you to take a couple of seconds on Thanksgiving Day to remember the blessings you have received and thank Him for each and every one of them. God loves you so very much and continues to bless you each day of your life. Thank Him on that special day and each day after it, and know that He listens to your prayers of praise and supplication. God listens and responds to His children daily. Remember the words of the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 29, verse 12. In those days when you pray, I will listen. When we heed the words of the Father and follow the teachings and example of His Son, we know He will listen and that we can stand firm in His grace. May God bless you and keep you forever and ever. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it. If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. Once again, thank you so very much for joining us this evening to remember the fifth kernel of corn. God always listens to your prayers. He not only hears your prayers, but He is also there for you every single moment of your life. As you celebrate Thanksgiving Day with your family and friends, please take time to thank God for the blessings that He has poured out upon you. My wife and I continue to keep you all in our prayers because you are a blessing to us. Your continued prayers and love offerings provide us with the ability to reach so many around the world that desperately need God's Word and salvation through our online ministry at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. May God bless and keep you always.